This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with news, the headlines first. IMF completes fifth review under extended credit facility arrangement for Nepal, providing access to $41.8 million. Belt and Road Initiative BRI and Nepal-China cooperation discussed at custom end of dialogue in Kathmandu. Speaker Devraj Khimire calls for identifying new potential areas under BRI projects. Consumer court set up in Nepal coinciding International Consumer Rights Day. And Gaza ceasefire fails as U.S. accused Hamas of making entirely impractical demands at meetings in Qatar. Now the news in detail. The International Monetary Fund IMF Executive Board completed the fifth review under the Extended Credit Facility ECF arrangement for Nepal, providing the country with access to $41.8 million. This brings total disbursement under the ECF for budget support thus far for $289.1 million. The IMF stated in a press note on Friday that Nepal has made tangible progress in implementing reforms under the program, which has supported easy signs of economic recovery. The economy continues to face challenges with subdued domestic demand. The economic activity is expected to pick up moderately in the fiscal year 2024 and 25 on account of disruptions caused by the September 2024 floods. Similarly, according to the IMF, growth is expected to reach 4.2% in 2024 and 25. The executive directors recommended continued gradual growth-friendly fiscal consolidation to stabilize the debt. They also underscored the need to strengthen the public investment arrangement to enhance capital expenditure execution. Speaker Devraj Khimire has pointed out the need to further strengthen Nepal-China cooperation for Nepal's sustainable development with a focus on investment increase for promotion of mutual interest. The speaker made the remark in his address to the custom and dialogue organized by the Foundation for Peace, Development and Socialism in Kathmandu today. In the dialogue centered on Belt and Road Initiative, BRI and Nepal-China cooperation, the speaker called for identifying new potential areas for Nepal-China cooperation and include them as projects under the BRI. Similarly, former Prime Minister and CPN Unified Socialist Senior Leader Jalanath Khanal highlighted the BRI as the global development project that offers abundant opportunities for infrastructure development and expanding connectivity. Similarly, China's ambassador to Nepal, Chan Song, shared about China's achievement in infrastructure development, information technology, industrialization, innovation, and research. The Consumer Court has been established in Lalitpur in Nepal. Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Raut inaugurated the court in line with the Clause 44 of the Consumer Protection Act. Addressing a program organized on the occasion of the International Consumer Rights Day today, Chief Justice Raut pointed out the need to further clarify the jurisdiction of the Consumer Court as its scope is wider. He also stressed the need for the court to win the trust of consumers by delivering effective justices. Similarly, on the occasion, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari said that the Consumer Code has been established to promote a clean and competitive market and to ensure the rights of the consumers. The Consumer Code has been formed with the jurisdiction to take action and deal with the consumer-related cases within Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Bhaktapur districts. Minister for Forest and Environment, Ain Bahadur Sahi, has presented the facts, suggesting that Nepal endures significant impacts of climate change and the external aid was necessary to reduce the impact in his address to a reception organized on Friday evening. In his honor by the Nepali Embassy in London, the Forest Minister said, Nepal's key areas, including agriculture and tourism, have been affected by climate change. He also highlighted the cooperation from development partners like the UK to address the situation. The Forest and Environment Minister also said that the recently issued ordinance in Nepal has encouraged foreign investment and other acts and laws are investment-friendly. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
हर एक दिन को लागी सब पैक यही पाए जहाँ जाओ कनेक्टेड रहोस इंटरनेट मसाफ कर दोस
डेटा वॉइस एसएमएस
नेपाल टेलिकम को सहूलियत दर का पैकेज खरीद करना #14## टाइल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्र को संचार
वेलकम बैक नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज The class at Jendu Juvenile Home in Dudua Rural Municipality of Bake has been brought under control after 15 hours. Around 36 juvenile inmates were injured in the class at the correctional home, which houses 255 juvenile inmates. The injured are receiving treatment at Veri Hospital in Nepalganj and a nursing home. Chief District Officer CDO of Bankhe Dharmaraj Joshi said that the building of the juvenile home was destroyed by the arson. Although the situation has been brought under control, there is a problem of where to keep the rescued juvenile inmates for tonight. The police entered the house using force after the juvenile inmates ignored their continuous efforts and requests. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Talks to extend the Gaza ceasefire have failed to reach an agreement. The BBC cited a Palestinian official as saying that the U.S. accused Hamas of making entirely impractical demands at meetings in Qatar. Negotiators have been trying to find a way forward after the first phase of the temporary truce ended on the 1st of March. Meanwhile, the U.S. proposed to extend the first phase until mid-April, including a further exchange of hostages held by Hamas and Palestinian prisoners held by Israel. But the unnamed Palestinian official said Israel and Hamas disagreed over key aspects of the deal set out by U.S. Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff at the indirect talks. Israel is yet to comment, but Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said he would receive a report from Israel's negotiating team later on Saturday. UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer has hosted a virtual summit of Ukraine allies to discuss further security guarantees in the event of a peace deal. The BBC cited Prime Minister Starmer as saying that planning for those arrangements is now moving to an operational phase with military leaders due to meet in the UK this week. Starmer says the coalition of the willing brings together partners from across the European Union, as well as Canada, Australia and New Zealand, and the backing from others, including Japan. He also added that the efforts of those supporting Ukraine must continue, including keeping military aid flowing and continuing sanctions to weaken Putin's war machine and bring him to the table. According to Downing Street, representatives from 26 countries were in attendance at the meeting, including Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky and French President Emmanuel Macron. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the mountainous region across the nation. The weather will remain partly to generally cloudy with chances of light rain with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly region across the country. Similarly, the Terai region will witness partly cloudy to mainly fair weather in Kusi, Mades and Bagmati provinces, while the Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudhapashim provinces will have partly cloudy to generally cloudy weather. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. IMF completes a fifth review under extended credit facility arrangement for Nepal, providing access to $41.8 million. Belt and Road Initiative BRI and Nepal-China cooperation discussed at Kathmandu Dialogue in Kathmandu. Speaker Devraj Khimeri calls for identifying new potential areas under BRI projects. Consumer court set up in Nepal coinciding International Consumer Rights Day. And Gaza ceasefire fails as U.S. accused Hamas of making entirely impractical demands at meetings in Qatar. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.